I don't know, a business meeting, you know, gruff, upset, like, ugh, you know, as some of us may tend to do at times. It's like you can give yourself a facelift. Like at a moment's notice, you can start working with the light and you're going to find that it's going to move you quite a distance. So in other words, if you're having a bad attitude or judgment or whatever it is, say your name one more time.
Joy.
Thank you. You have substantial power and they're trying to help you decide. In other words, they're trying to help you make use of it. So just sort of play with it and just notice it. You know, when you're funky, bad mood, judgy, you know, what if I went a little higher? What would happen? And just kind of even make it a game or something. This is the card everyone's getting today, Love Abounds. So again, you're extraordinary. This is your light. This is your power. They're really helping you take, like helping you manage full expression of your say-so, meaning your energy field. Say your name one last time.
Joy.
You're, how would I say that? Nothing I haven't already said. You're really packing in the power now. In other words, you have the ability to make shifts that you weren't possible before. I'll just say it that way. Final outcome card, trust, you're amazing. That is your message. I hope that helps. And did you have a question today?
I don't. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hello, Steph.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi,
how are you?
I am good, thank you.
Wonderful. I was wondering if you had any messages for me today.
Sure. Don't give up.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're opening up to something and just keep knowing that you can. Like at first, it may seem very much in a distance. It may seem impossible or improbable. But just know, they're saying decide to stay awake. In other words, if you have the desire, you're able. You wouldn't have the dream. You wouldn't have the precipice. You wouldn't have the desire. You wouldn't have the inkling if you weren't already receiving the answer. So it's important. You're going to build up a little bit of trust of self. And when I'm looking at you, it needs to get a little stronger and it shall. So there was like, you were holding these loose leaf papers and there was a little bit of gust of wind. And when I'm looking at you, the papers are like all over the place. It's like some are here, some are there, you know, some are flying down the sidewalk. Someone's running after it for you. And they don't want you to get distracted. In other words, you know, like at first you're going to be a little disturbed because you weren't planning on that. But you're just not going to give up and like, well, I just won't take the test and I won't pass the class and, you know, I'll just stay at Burger King or whatever because I lost those papers. So now I can't study for my exam. Like, how silly would that be? That's what they want you to decide, that a little bit of interference and a little bit of school of hard knocks, like, oh, this isn't quite as easy as I thought, or this requires more painstaking adversity, like I really have to stick to it. I really have to try again and again. So they're helping you desire. It's not like you're not strong, by the way. And it's not like, you know, for someone else, you would move an every muscle. In other words, you're not afraid of work. It's that, how would I say it? Like you haven't 100% come on board with what you desire. And they really want you to understand that that is what's going to take you to the next level. It's like the love of self needs to be a little bit stronger and a little bit more convincing, because that love, like, I don't care how long I sit here to figure this out, I'm not backing down because I deserve to go. I deserve to manifest what it is that's tickling me, that's escorting me, that's courting me, that's flirting with me. And when I'm looking at you, you've got some energies that are flirting with you. And it's like, but every time you go, the papers fly or nothing happens or it's harder than I thought, or maybe I'm just wasting my time or whatever. So those energies are just sort of testing you. But you want to remember those energies are actually you. So it's a part of you that doesn't trust yourself yet or doesn't back yourself up 100% accordingly. And so you want to remember to stand strong. What they're showing me is a plant where, you know, when it starts growing but it doesn't have a strong stem yet or whatever, you would take a stick and you're going to tie it around the stick so you have that good support. That's what you want to do. You want to support yourself strongly. So you want to be your strong stick for self. Say your name again, my love.
Stephanie.
When I'm looking at you, it's like we're both in the gym and you're trying to start do something and you're like, and I'm like, why don't you do that? And you're like, I can't. And when I tune into you, I absolutely 1,000,000% know you can. And then I'm like, give it a try, Steph. Say your name one more time.
Stephanie.
But your mind, thank you. Your mind's like, but what if I break a nail? What if I look silly? What if I fall down? And when I intuitively receive you, say your name again, my love.
Stephanie.
You're extraordinary. But you don't, you won't know that until you try. You won't know that until, I don't know what it is. Like, I'm afraid of looking silly. It's like there's something about how you're going to look. Well, you know, I'm not going to look as proficient, or I'm not going to look as mature. I don't know what it is, but there's something about how I look. So let's address that, but let's address this first. So here's you, my friend, spiritual power. You're extraordinary. Please commit this to memory. So this is a monk in front. So this is your physical body, but this is actually who you are in spirit. This is who you are in spirit. Exactly. Wow. That's what they need you to decide upon. That's what they need you to like really put in your brassiere. So it's sort of like, I'm taking this knowledge with me wherever I go. And so you want to remember, we care about what someone else thinks because it's a concern about a projection of what we think. Well, I don't want them to think what I'm actually thinking about myself. Do you think what I'm thinking about myself yet? You know, have you received that yet? So it's not about what they think, it's about what we think. So remember Jennifer's message in the beginning. So when we decide to travel, that means I'm allowed to be a novice. I'm allowed to not know everything. I'm allowed to learn. You need to give yourself permission to have a learning curve rather than I can't go out there unless I'm an expert, because that's keeping you, and it has to do with how you look, how you look. So what you want to decide is how you're going to look. You're going to look like someone that loves them enough, loves yourself enough to try. You're going to look like someone that has enough devotion to spirit to learn. Say your name again, my love.
Okay.
And then be very, very proud of that, that I have the courage to walk through the fear, that I have the courage to walk through my stammering, that I have the courage to walk through what makes me a little bit nervous. So if you can like really be proud of yourself for having that courage, then how am I going to look to someone else? Courageous. That's how I'm going to look. I may fall out of my face, but I'm going to look courageous. And once you decide you're courageous, you're going to nail it. So there you go, authority. You decide. Now we're back to Karma's message. Say your name again, my love.
Stephanie.
You got it, as you say you will. You got it as you say you will. When I just said that to you, the energy running through my whole body, my legs, is so strong. When I looked at you, you became a cheerleader. So it's like a cheerleader for yourself. Say your name one last time.
Stephanie.
So thank you. So you know how like the mind's conditioned to what can go wrong? What you want to do is examine what can go right. What can go right? Say your name one more time, my love.
Stephanie.
Your energy feels like gold to me. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just so good, so, so good. It's like this one last thing to say to you. Steph, say your name one more time.
Stephanie.
You won't know until you try. You won't know until you try. But specifically, remember, it's on the recording. How are you going to look to someone else? Like someone that loves themselves enough to try. It's all about your own relationship with self. Okay, final outcome. Say your name one last time.
Stephanie.
When I look at you, I just feel gold energy running through me. It's so powerful, strong, significant, solar plexus, wonderful, good. Allow yourself, Steph, say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Stephanie.
You've got a lot of energy that you're afraid to show. And it has to do with how it's going to be received by outer. received by someone else. So it may be purposeful for you to salute God. What I mean by that is, like, have some daily devotion to a respectful authority. It could be your divine self, your I Am presence, your Christ self, your Buddhahood, but something where you're giving the decision maker higher rather than to the ball field, to anything, to an onlooker. So it's sort of like, say your name one more time.
Stephanie.
So it's a little bit like, because my I Am presence says so, because my higher self says so, because Jesus says so. Like anything where the buck stops here and nobody else gets a vote. So now we're back to Jennifer's message. Nobody else gets a vote. It's so, so important. You've got amazing source energy that you're kind of gun shy to assume, because how it's going to look, how it's going to look. So something where you're being given permission higher, it's sort of like that's who you answer to. What it reminds me of, I used to have a sign somewhere. Anyway, it was like, I work for God, not for man. It's something like that, but it was said better. But the point is quite substantial, because when you're working for something higher than man or someone's ego or lots of egos, then you come back to your own source and you come back to your own love's arrival, and then your final outcome card becomes recognition and reward. So you nail it. I hope that helps, sweetheart. And did you have a question?
I do. Thank you so much for that message. It'll be quick. So I was just wondering, so yesterday I found a blue jay feather, and I was wondering if you could help find the meaning for it. I've been having a lot of issues within my relationship with my boyfriend, and everything inside of my fiber and being is telling me that I need to release this relationship, and it's holding me back, but I feel bad, and it's hard for me. I think one of the hard things is, like, it's hard for me to let go, and I don't want to be wrong about it. Does that make sense? So I was just wondering if maybe that feather had something to do with that, or if it was like about using my voice, because I know blue is significant with the throat chakra. So I was just curious.
Okay, so let's go back a moment, and my apologies. I know, I forget what you said, I'm so sorry. But I know I'm kind of ready to let go of my relationship, but can you repeat what you said? I'm not because? Can you fill in that sentence?
I'm just not, like, not 100% because I want to be wrong about it. And
okay, so you're not sure.
I feel bad.
You feel, yeah, okay, I'm that's what I wanted sure. you to explain. What do you mean by I feel bad? Okay. What do you mean by that? I feel bad,
like,
for him?
I feel bad for him or wanting to, the way that he is, the way she was going, it's really toxic for me, and it's draining. I feel like it's draining my energy. It's making me, it's holding me back. That's
so,
truly what I feel.
So now we're back to love of self. This is the point, my friend. This is the point. So this is what I can share, and then we'll figure out your feather. Whatever is for your highest good is for the highest good of all. So if it's for your highest good to depart from this relationship, I assure you it's for his highest good as well. Maybe not for his ego, but it's his highest good as well. So it's really important not to disobey your own higher guidance, because it's all set up for everyone's relevance. So if you're getting the feeling that my highest truth is to release this relationship, then it's for his highest good as well. So just think about it energetically. He's with someone that doesn't really want to be there. How is that helping him grow? It's not.
Right.
So
right.
It's not really serving anything except darkness. So just sort of pray upon that, bring that to your altar. But I can assure you, whatever's for your highest good is for his highest good as well. Because then he gets to open up in new ways rather than just staying to what's easy or comfortable. But he's not with someone that's holding, seeing him in his best. There's no way you can be if you don't even want to be there anymore. So that's going to be a real eye opener to you, and how to really love him. What is love? And love is wanting what's for his best and highest good. And that may not be to be with you anymore. So that's the whole point. You know, love and codependency get confused in this plane. So you really want to look at that. It looks like we're in codependency. We're not really in love at this point. As far as the feather, say your name again, my love.
Stephanie.
You sound like a mouse saying that.
Sorry.
Stephanie. So cute. That's the whole point. I'm going to say it this way. They're basically saying that we lent you a wing because it looked like you may need one. In other words, you're getting ready to fly. You're getting ready to fly. So I don't know about the blue, except I love your idea that it's throat chakra, because that's certainly in your vicinity. But what I do get is to reminding you to be light, reminding you to elevate, reminding you to go higher, reminding you that you can fly. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
That's it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, honey.
Have a wonderful day.
You too, sweetheart. Hello, Christy.
Hey, Nicole, can you hear me?
Hi, Sage. I do. And say your name again, my love.
Christy.
Go higher. Go higher. You're going to have an idea. Do it. Honor it. Go for it. Run with it. Decide upon it. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Christy.
You're going to have an idea coming to you. Well, how am I going to pull that off? I have Sage, for goodness sakes. I don't know what it is, but you're ready. I don't know if you're going to be like an opening thing for, I don't know what it is, but it's something where it's going to be a little bit of a stretch. And you're like, I don't know. If spirit, partnership with your higher self. If spirit says that you can, you can. So it's coming to you because you're able. So you just want to remember that. It's coming to you because you're able. Richard Branson always said, I forget how he said it, but like, if you get an offer, you know, take the offer and then figure out how to do the job on your way there. But if you're offered something, say yes, because it's the universe handing you a slot. It's handing you an advisement. Say your name again, my love.
Christy.
Thank you. You're energetically ready for more. You can handle every challenge. When I'm looking at you, I saw a play called Waitress, and you don't need to know that, except part of their dancing was like holding pies. But, you know, they're dancing and the pies are going behind their backs. And I mean, they're just very good at that. But the idea is they can manage a lot simultaneously. And so when I'm looking at that, that is a reason to smile. So you just want to know that you're going to be backed, you're going to be sponsored, you're going to be given babysitters, like whatever it is, just start walking. Just say yes to every opportunity. So that's just in your field. So that's a must. That's your first message. Say your name again, my love. And if you can say your name again, please.
Sorry, I'm on my phone, so I don't know how to unmute. Okay. I'm like looking for the button. All right, Christy.
It's the same message however I do this. You're ready. You're ready. I just feel so good about you. I feel so confident about you. Let me see what else I can say about you. Say your name one more time.
Christy.
Excuse me. You're ready. You want to remember it's the energy of something. It's the empowerment of something. It's not the perfection of something. I can't think of the example, but let's just say you got like a headliner and I don't know, they're an hour and a half late and their costume is half falling off, so they give up on it, and their music isn't right, so they give up on that, and they just sit on the side of the stage and they have this intimate performance with the audience. The audience is so stimulated by their light, by their energy, and that's all they need. That's all they need. So there's something where you're going to think, but I don't have this, I don't have that. And they're saying that's hardly required. The more you can remember everything is energy, and to remember that your energy speaks volumes. Your energy lights the world. That they're trying to get you to get up and go. They're trying to get you to understand that anything is possible, and not to get hung up on just like extraneous, like things that just don't matter. So it has to do with, say your name again, my love.
Christy.
Thank you, staying in joy. So what you're doing exceptionally well is you're holding a vibrational state of joy. And you're maintaining that always. So in essence, you're a walking healer. And so what you bring forth is creating a buzz. It's creating a signaling. It's creating delight. In other words, it's creating light. And they really want you to enjoy that. They really want you to like consider that to be your small change. In other words, to really realize the value of that. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Christy.
How would I say that? Really delight in who you are. You need a little bit more appreciation or a little bit more awareness of the incredible value of your light, and a little bit more enjoyment of that, a little bit more appreciation of that. So in essence, I mean, just think about everything you've been through, and you could be like a really hardened woman. You could just be like, you know, really ornery or whatever, and you're not, you know. And so what does that say about your ability to maintain that light? I mean, that's what a master does. They take incarnations and they go through all kinds of situations, and what they strive to do, what they are learning to do, what they're being tested to do is to maintain their highest commodity. So can I go through all kinds of environments and still maintain my alignment with Source, with Holy Spirit? And so the more that you recognize how well you're performing in that regard, you're going to be well pleased, and you're going to appreciate every stroke. And they really want you to be tickled and be delighted by that. So just sort of play with that and discover that and insist upon that. And then you're going to understand how good you are. Then you're going to understand why Spirit's ready to push you out the door. Then you're going to understand what's truly possible. Say your name again, my love.
Christy.
They're saying you're a master in the truest sense. And it's important that you place yourself in that honor. So it's not like you're better than anyone else. It's that you've been able to access your strength a little bit faster than most. And you're ready to go. And you're looking at everyone else like, but I just got here and there have been people percolating for, you know, years before me. But when you're ready, you're ready. It's like people in the minor getting ready for major leagues. Someone can be in minor leagues for years. Someone can be in the minor leagues for 6 months. And they're like, they're ready to be advanced. They just are. It's not like a pecking order, first in, first out. Love is in charge. And because you've been passing your administration, meaning your lessons, you're maintaining the light. So they're like, up and at them, up and at them. Say your name again, my love.
Christy.
Thank you. They really want you to check yourself out. So just like imagine you weren't you. You were just some stranger looking at you, listening to the whole story. And it's like, look at her. Look at her. I've gotten sacral chakra for you like 3 times, maybe 4 times now. So please take attendance. What do I want to say about that? Say your name again, my love.
Christy.
Really enjoy you. Really value you. Really, it's almost like, you know, I'm back to my example. You know, I could just really be a mean lady over here, but I'm not. So what does that say about me? You want to like really get that to register? then you're going to realize what you're entitled to. When I just said that, the energy running through me is so strong, so substantial. I mean, it's just heavenly. There you go, recognition and reward, final outcome. I hope that helps. And did you have a question today?
Hey, thank you. Spot on, as always. My question might have been answered in it, but I suppose I'll just get clarity. I was going to ask about quite literally just my enlightenment path. Is it really possible that I could wake up in this lifetime, you know? Especially with Sage, and that's why I think maybe that was the answer to it. I don't know.
It's due to Sage. So, I mean, we've heard my little stories about that. But what I want to say to you, say your name one more time.
Christy.
They're saying you guys are a duo. In other words, it's like two for one, two masters for one. So it's because of Sage. In other words, she was part of your spiritual mastery. So there you go. Can you awaken in this incarnation? In this very lifetime, you're asking. There you go.
Yes.
Spiritual union. Absolutely. Absolutely. Say your name one more time, my friend.
Christy.
You're already there. So when I receive you, you're in some, I don't know where you are, to be honest, but it's like some kind of master retreat. Like you already are. You already are there. So are you going to bring this level of consciousness into new association is what you're asking. Say your name one more time.
Christy.
Say your name one more time, I love.
Yes. Christy.
Thank you. The more you understand, it's because of Sage rather than, well, could I have done this if I didn't have the path of parenthood? It's actually because of that path that you're going to birth the new awareness, the new assignment. So you've taken on some difficulties or some unusual circumstances, and you've become the alchemist. In other words, you created the gold. So when I look at you, I hear yes, but I literally have her. You know, like you have lots of paper and then you cut out an angel, whatever, and then you open it up. So she's sitting there opening it up and it says yes, and she's looking at you. So yes. Yes all around, my love.
Well, thanks so much, Nicole.
You're welcome. All right. Hello, Mr. Ed.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, honey.
Happy New Year
to you. Say your first name.
Edward.
Say it one more time.
Edward.
Try a little harder. There's a door that's closed they want you to open. Edward, say your name again, sweetheart.
Edward.
One moment. Is it possible to make your volume a little higher? Thank you. All right, let's try that again. And say your name, sweetheart.
Edward.
Thank you. There's a higher association they want you to dance with. When I receive you, there's a door to open that has been previously shut. I find it very interesting because today, for whatever reason, your voice is very low and it's not very strong. And that's the whole point. They're trying to get you to emphasize with your strength and your light. And there's a door you need to open. And then I'm listening to you and it's like I can barely hear you. Here's how amazing you are. So this is where you're heading. So you come after Christy, who wants to know if she's going to awaken in this very lifetime. And here you are, really pretty much being guaranteed the same results. So balance card, divine feminine, divine masculine, you nail it. Light, extraordinarily so. This is what you're coming to understand. This is what you're coming to consent to. This is what you're coming to assist, consent to. And I'm looking at you, it's like you've got your arms up and you're receiving your heavenly gown, you're receiving your heavenly halo. So the question is, why don't you have that door fully open? Let's figure that out. Say your name again, my love. Understand that everything is already set up to go. For whatever reason, I don't know, you've got some linear challenges or assumptions or concerns, and it's a little bit like, well, let me get that well managed first. Let me get that in a nice little package first. Let me get that all set up first, and then I'll go and assist higher. Then I'll go and enter my light body or whatever it is God's got planned for me. And they're saying you got it reversed. It's like to really trust the divine order of everything and just trust that your life is already handled. When I say handled, the energy running through my body for you is so uplifting, is so extraordinary. Here you and I are outside of the earth atmosphere. So that's like instant with you. I mean, it's like easy peasy, very simple. So you just want to assume all possibilities. You don't want to feel like you've got to micromanage your life where your higher self doesn't already have it all fit out. So just imagine, I don't know, you're Elvis or whatever, and it's like, well, what's going to be the car? What about my clothes? And they're like, you just show up and we'll manage all that for you. We had like a whole entourage. So you just want to imagine you've got a spiritual entourage that is making your life convenient. In other words, they know exactly who needs to be taken care of, what needs to happen, whatever it is. Your job is to arrive. So it's very important you're willing to just like walk off, you know, like they say the earth, they used to say the earth is flat. So if you went out to the sea too far, you could just never come back according to the earth's demonstration. But you know wiser. You know more sourcefully. So if it was you, you would take a gamble that if you're going to go on that boat, you're going to easily return. So there's something where you need to go ahead and trust. And they're saying it's a must. So that's the reason you came after Christy. Christy's last thing, am I really set to go into a higher accessory? And the thing is, so are you. So consider your new lifestyle. In other words, really consider that your higher advisement knows steady. In other words, it has everything already figured out. It has everything already managed. Say your name again, my love.
Edward.
You must be ready to soar. You must be ready to fly. I'm making this up. I know it sounds ridiculous. But what if you awaken tomorrow night? So then the question is, would, if you were in that status, wouldn't you be able to oversee? Wouldn't you be able to assist? There's something we got to tease out for you in that regard. Say your name again, my love. I'm just going to say it this way. I'm not dying. I don't think I am, but maybe I am. Who knows? We're all dying. But let's say I was. Let's say it was part of my life plan that I was going to transition. Just like Prince and David Bowie, it served my soul to be on the other side with the ascension for the planet rather than here. But I have an 18-year-old in college, so my linear is going to be, well, what about him? Who's going to be there when he has problems at night or whatever it is? Well, then I have to trust if the plan for my soul is to assist on the other side, then there's a plan for his soul as well that he's going to be provided for. Whether I can lend my energy, that he can receive my downloads and I'm going to be like his guide, or who knows what the story, he finds a new girlfriend and then he's whatever it is. Part of the ascension, part of the self-mastery is really trusting higher, really trusting like your consort, really trusting your higher vicinity that has everything well managed. The first card I have for you is emotional loss. So what I get from that is like, is there some concern? What about this? Like, I can lose, someone can lose. What we want to do is remember the guiding heart. So we want to remember by you accessing more heart, by you accessing your pearls of wisdom, by you accessing your full storehouse, say your name again, my love. So interesting. It's sort of like that other message with Steph. you know, like if I leave this relationship with about my boyfriend, well, your boyfriend's going to be well managed by his higher guidance, and will be led higher. So there's something about you learning how to trust that, that love's going to provide, that your higher self has it all organized, that it's okay to slip out. When I'm looking at you, we're at some kind of like, I don't know, formal gala or whatever, and you're in your tux, I'm in my ball gown, and you're looking at me like, is it time to go? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, let's just slip out, meaning like everyone's going to keep doing their thing, but we're just going to walk quietly out, because it's already prearranged, it's already predestined. So you're really learning to trust that predestined association, or your readiness, or your higher self's plan, rather than no, you cannot come in. This I'm in charge of. What it reminds me of is if you're ever like, you know, turning your life over to a higher power or whatever. We all do that, but we like to hold on. Like, you can have everything, but no, this I'm gonna micromanage. You can do that, but not at your level. At some point, if you really want the halo, if you really want the light, you have to say so, meaning that it's like an all or nothing thing. Either you really trust, or you're still in the linear reality. And that's what they're trying to help you explode. And when I say explode, oh my gosh, you're so ready. You're just like so ready. So let's help you get there. Say your name again, sweetheart. You want to trust the power of the light. You really want to trust the power of the light. You really want to remember that everybody is here, or we believe we're here, coming back to source, coming back to the light. Like, the whole point, the whole planet is ready to move to a new state of consciousness. And you want to profess yourself as a leader, meaning like you're more ready than most. And so, because you're ready, more ready than most, say your name again, my love, it's for you to have a better understanding of like how the game arrives. In other words, anything where you really defer to your higher association, whatever that is for you, I am presence, higher self, divine self, Buddha self, Christ presence, whatever you like. But you really want to take a gamble. In other words, you really want to let yourself see. You really want to let yourself advance. The cards I have for you, my love. Truth. So this is you outside of the Earth atmosphere, kind of helping, managing, assessing. Destiny. I want to get you a poster that says that. Destiny. Love, which is basically divine feminine, divine masculine, all over again. Like, you're holding... It's almost like you're holding the keys to, I don't know, a Maserati or whatever it is, but you won't take it out to drive. And it's like, can we go for a drive now? Can I see what that does? Oh, well, you know, I just need to polish it a little more. And it's like, it's not a doll, it's a car. So it's sort of like, well, what is it for if you're not going to take it out on the road? So this is where you're stuck, is the mental conflict. But what about this? But you don't understand. So you want to have like some kind of prayer meeting inside, and really get that your higher self does understand about whatever the concern is. Like, they got the memo. They see what you see. they're with you. They're with you. They're your good alibi. Say your name again, my love. You got to release the brakes. When I'm looking at you, it's like the computer can fly the plane, but you're flying it manually. And they're like, you got to let go. Destiny, again, this is how I feel. I want to get you a poster size of this, like for you to really get that. Say your name again, my love. Do something where you're really trusting higher, where you're really sort of like sit by the water, sit by a pond, put your feet up, stare at a tree, and really decide that God knows higher, whatever your word for God is. So let's do final outcome. Say your name again, sweetheart. Yes. You are so funny. I just say back to the car. So you took the car into the shop, and instead of letting them do their thing, you're like actually in the shop, whatever you call that. But you're supervising. Like, are you doing this? Are you doing that? Are you doing that? So funny. You're so cute. All right, let me figure that out for you. Get you on your way. Ed, say your name again, my love. Thank you. Edward, say it one more time, my love.
Edward.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll just leave it where I started. It's really about trusting your higher vicinity. They're saying at last, at last. So I really feel like if you're going to get in a boat and they say the earth is flat, you're trusting that you know wiser. But it's that trust factor that's going to bring forth the applause. Say your name one last time. Thank you. Excuse me. Trust that you already know. It's as simple as that. It's sort of like, well, could I give up this gig and go be a painter or pizza maker or whatever? And the thing is, no, because this is you. This is what you're here to do. There's something about just like letting it rip, letting it go. But some kind of prayer where you really trust like the divine witness or the divine plan for your life. That's what I want to say. And there's just going to be a moment of, do I want a really good linear life or do I want a really good, okay, it took the fires out life, or do I want a big explosion? Do I want the best of the best? And that's going to be your determining factor. It's sort of like, I can't think of that expression. But anyway, say your name one last time, my friend. It's already there waiting for you. So when I look at you, I just have the joy and stability card. So that's my God card. And that's the whole point. It's like, it's all there. It's all ready. When I look at you, you've got like the souped up sports car just sitting in the driveway. All right. So that's your message. I hope that helps. And did you have a question today?
Where should I be focusing my time? Because often I find myself trying to help people, and I'm unsure. I had a project, so I've been doing this for a long time. I'm self-employed, and I spent about a year and a half and a considerable amount of money trying to help someone get a platform up and running. And basically, they just sort of fell flat on their face. And I have a similar situation now, and I'm already seeing resistance, and I'm questioning whether it is the best use of my time, or are there better things that I should focus on in order to manifest all of this now versus being distracted with someone else's.
Well, they're saying if you have to ask. Oh, dear. Say your name again, my love.
Edward.
Thank you.
Because I think it can help a lot of people,
tell you is there's some kind of resistance to your own readiness. So it's not like you're not helping others that are due consideration and time, but I feel like there's something that you're going to be in charge of or something you're going to open up to that is of tremendous value. So the cards I have for that are Heal and Heart Chakra. So this is really about coming into your own discovery, your own assignment, your own platform, your own whatever it is that you're going to do. So part of the problem is you're assisting ones that don't have the greater aspect that you reside with, that you possess. And that's what they're trying to get you to assess. That's what they're trying to get you to understand. Like, why can't they do that? Because they're not holding the consciousness you're holding. And it's time to really see yourself rightly. It's time for you to really to have a like powwow with self or assessment with self. Say your name one more time, my love. Thank you. I'm just looking at that platform issue. So you want to remember that it's not just brick and mortar. In other words, it's not just the consideration of form, that everything is consciousness. And whoever you're helping has an issue with their assignment. In other words, their power, their solar plexus. And that's what they're trying to help you see, is your power, your strength. Terms of helping that other young person, say your name one more time. You may be need to be a little stronger in terms of what you understand that they don't quite yet. You've got access to what they don't. So when I'm looking at you, it's sort of like, well, why aren't they doing this? I don't understand, but that's the whole point. They don't see what you see. They don't see what you see. They do need help and support. They won't manifest it the way they're doing it. So can it be done? Say your name one more time. Thank you. We're back to solar plexus again. We're back to solar plexus. So there's something they're still working out, teasing out, that it's not standing up straight. I know I want to just bring forth success. Say your name one more time, my love. Thank you. Saying it can work with the right iron. What I get from iron is force, strength, power. So it is possible. Here's the potential reality coming together, third eye chakra. So the potential's there. I hope that helps. Nice to say hi. Alrighty, Miss Kim. Miss Kim.
Hi there.
Hi, honey.
I would love a message, whatever they need to tell me today.
Sure. And say your first name.
Kim.
More love. More love. So you want to remember to take love in degrees. In other words, love is power. Love is source. Love is your highest commodity. Love is excitement. Love is highest address. So you want to remember the power of it, the value of it. To always put it in its first place. So it's just like if you're setting a table, you put the plate and the napkin and the fork and whatever, but always remember to place love first. Always remember to place love first. So everybody is really love incarnation, in love incarnate. Everybody is really the energy of love. That's all that literally exists. So when you respond to love first, you create the right atmosphere. So in other words, you receive everybody in their true nature, in their true establishment, which is love. And so from that holy principle, you know, like the table rises, like in other words, everything responds to that quickening. If I'm making this up, but you know, like imagine I've had a hard day and I just broke up with my boyfriend and I've got a headache and now you're coming to my counter needing help. If you're gonna come and you're like for whatever it is, or you are demanding your rights, whatever, I'm gonna take a step further back because it's sort of like, oh, you're just one more problem to add to my laundry list today. But if you receive me in my light, if you know I'm heavenly, in other words, if you know that like I'm part of your tribe because we're all children of God, we're all equally the same, then when you see me in my brilliance, you're going to bring forth the part of me, despite the fact that I've had a hard day and a headache and a bad breakup. I'm going to respond in like kindness because that's what you've ordered. That's what you've sourced. That's what you've accessorized. That's what you've decided upon. That's what you have said is like the most important part of the story. Say her name again, my love.
Kim.
That's what you're learning. That the love that's inside of all of us, that makes all of us one and the same, that's the truth of everyone amongst us, is the ultimate reality. And so they're helping you choose love. They're helping you choose source. They're helping you choose excitement. They're helping you choose that wisest position always. So it's sort of like leading from the heart. When you come upon anybody, whether you physically see them or you just remember them by name, it's like when you join with them from the heart, you're leading by the correct notion. You're leading by the correct establishment. Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
You're choosing your destiny. You're choosing your right story. So in other words, they're helping you to fan your own flame. In other words, they're helping you to choose your own light. They're helping you to choose wiser. The card I have for you is wisdom, because you're really coming to be in your own wisdom, in your own strength, in really acknowledging who you are. So just remember that you have these other lifetimes when you were the high priestess, where you had your third eye totally open, where you were totally awake. So they're reminding you that it's really not as much of a stretch as you might imagine, because you already have that in your auric field. You already have a file that knows how to go higher. Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
They're saying if you will only reach for it. So remember, all of us have been plagiarized. All of us have been like programmed to sort of leave that ultimate truth. You know, it's like, oh, you don't need that. This is what you want to focus on. And we're all like, you know, following along. But you want to remember that you're the ultimate advisor. In other words, you decide is the point. So the card I have for you, just like I had for Ed, is truth, because they're helping you remember and decide upon your ultimate truth, your ultimate storehouse. And remember, what we decide for another, we decide the same for ourselves. So if I see you as spirit, if I see you as being connected to source, well, then that rings true for myself. And so what you offer to one, you offer for the many. Everything you put out comes back tenfold to you. But for whatever reason, I don't like that quite as much, because it's easy to get into a little bit of sort of like manipulation territory. You know, I'm like, I'm not doing this because I believe it as much as I want what I want. Mm-hmm. So if I treat you kindly, then you'll be good to me. So even though it would work, it's going to keep you in the memo of suffering. In other words, this is really about you going higher. This is really about you extending your wingspan. I love that for you. You're extending your wingspan. So just think of like Isis wings and extending your wingspan. Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
They're helping you grow. They're helping you decide. They're helping you establish. They're helping you take yourself in stride. Material harvest. So again, they're teaching you kindness of the heart. They're teaching you like a new trade, a new consideration. It's not like you don't have an open heart, but you're opening it up wider. Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
How do I say that? It's almost like you're a store clerk or whatever, and you're writing down someone's order, and then it's like, well, let me just get my favorite pen, or let me just get, you know, let me try this new computer system program. So that's how it's going to feel, like an emphasis on new, where it's just sort of easy to do it the old way, but the new way is going to be also, this is so important, also well established. So in other words, it's literally in your auric field, waiting for consideration, waiting for illuminating influence. When I'm looking at you, the feathers that I have sitting there in that mug, it just became an angel. And there's just such extraordinary, she's like literally right there with you, and her strength. And it's like actually not an angel, it's more like a goddess energy. But the idea is it's very powerful and strong and supportive for you right now. So again, you have the old way and you have a new approach simultaneously. In other words, it's super duper close. All you have to do is say so. All you have to do is say I can. Say your name again, my love.
Pam.
You're going to be practicing it. I know this sounds funny, but it's really here for you to learn all day long. And they're showing me the card manifest. So it's sort of like the card I pulled is coming together, equally wonderful. But the idea is you're going to be learning a thing or two. In other words, you're going to be learning. You're going to be increasing. You're going to be standing on heavenly value. Say your name one more time.
Kim.
Decide that you can. Decide that you can. So it's a little bit like teaching an old dog new tricks, not that you're an old dog, but the reason they had me say that expression anyway is so that you can really get excited, meaning like it's not too late, it doesn't matter how I've been programmed or socialized or whatever, because, and here's the thing, if I say I can, I can. If I say I can, I can. If I have angelic support helping me get ready, then I can do the impossible easily. So you're really learning sort of like to take the reins away and decide who's in charge. Like, I don't care what my mind says. I don't care how I was raised. It's like I can choose a new day anytime I so desire. Final outcome card, well-deserved reward. You're really going to be realizing that you're in charge, like, and you can make a change like that, super duper easy. Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
Just decide to get started. So that's just how I feel. Like, do you want to sign up for advanced Spanish class? Okay, I'll sign up. And once you sign up, you start getting the lessons, you start getting the materials, start getting everything you need to know to take that class. And that's how I feel. Like, it's all based on your say-so. It's all based on your sacred willingness, your sacred knowledge. So again, sacred knowledge meaning it's something I can do. It's already something that's like in my library. Like, oh, I read this book. I don't even remember that I read it. Like, someone tells you about a good book. Oh, look at that. I have it in my library. Like, it's already in your vicinity is what I want to say. Material harvest, again, it's so good. Say your name one more time.
Kim.
You're learning to really abide in the heart function. And if you can remember, we're moving from, you know, the mind being the master to the heart being the master. And it's not like we're just lovey-dovey all day long. It's really a different state of love's arrival. In other words, it's a different state of consciousness. And it's one that is soon to be because it's one that you already understand. So after all those material harvest cards, I'll now leave you with the universe card. So wow. That is your message. I hope it supports. And did you have a question or comment?
I like what you're saying. I know that like this past weekend, I was beating up on myself with the self-love thing. Beating up on myself for not wanting, well, it was cold out, right? I thought I could go out, maybe take a walk or go do some, get some shopping, and I do any things for myself and the cat. And then I just, every day went through, I was like, oh my God, I wasted a 3-day weekend. Normally that's a weekend that my daughter would come home and we'd celebrate my birthday on Martin Luther weekend because we have more time, but she was just here. But I didn't really need her here either. I needed to be with me and the cat, and I needed to make that be okay. I was having physical symptoms of all kinds of issues I've had over the years with my body. And I was like, if I don't give in to this, I can't just go force myself to go do something. I need to heal. I felt like I needed to heal in every way. And I had to go with it. I feel better today. Like, as soon as I got up this morning, I'm like, you know, physically I'm not 100%, but my brain stopped, or my mind stopped tormenting me. You know what I mean? Yeah, of course, I'm back in my little routine with what I do when the market's open, but still, I wasn't even that involved with that today either. I just, it's like crossing, what you're talking about is like I'm crossing that bridge and having to leave all my people, places, and things behind that used to work for me, or I thought worked for me. And even I was thinking, maybe I should go to some 12-step meetings again. And then I'm like realizing, if I'm gonna get well, and you know, this health diagnosis kind of kicked me in the butt, like in a good way, to kind of say, hey, do you really wanna be on the other side, or do you wanna stay back? So if I go to one of those meetings, the vibe is, like, a lot of people don't even believe that you picked your parents. So how can I be in a meeting where we're victims? Do you know what I mean? It's the victim. A lot of people get together in groups out of victimhood, and I can't do it anymore. I don't fit in anywhere. In the religion thing, that too, if I go to the synagogue, I'll start to feel guilty. I'm not wearing the right clothes because it's Chabad, and they saw me with Sam with the long skirts. I just tossed a whole bunch of long skirts out of my closet this morning. That's why I was doing it. And I tried them on, like, this is ugly. It feels bad on me. It's going, I'm going to, if I contact the rabbi's wife, it's going to be to donate a whole lot of clothes to women that like that stuff. So I'm like, oh my God, who am I going to be? Who am I going to be that I want to be healthy?
Who am I
going to
be when I grow up? You are doing so well, my friend. And this is the whole point, that you're moving into your new accessory and they're saying it's time. So the compliment goes to you that you really have outgrown your past, because you're in a different paradigm. You're in a different state of consciousness is what it is. And it's due to love's arrival. In other words, you listened to love and you learned your lessons daily. So this is the whole point. This is what's stirring you now, daily devotion. So spiritual union, it's like you're coming into your higher awareness, you're coming into your higher guidance. Prosperity begins, take the lead. So this is the whole point. The other card I have is clarity of belief. So you've outgrown old false beliefs. So it's sort of like everyone's where they should be, but you understand that you're ready to escape. And what they mean by that is like you're ready to climb higher, you're ready to be seen, you're ready to be noticed, you're ready to be advanced. Say your name one more time.
Kim.
So this is the whole point. It's sort of like when you stand at the pretty window, you can see where it still needs a little cleaning, you can see where it still needs a little advancement. So in other words, you're actually exactly where you're supposed to be, and there's room to go. So when I'm looking at you, looking out the window, it's only by staring out the window when the light is sort of beaming in that you notice where it's still not cleaned. So this is where you're heading in terms of, and again, back to the beginning message, of instead of functioning out of the mind or the old beliefs, that you're allowing love to call its shots. When I said that, you just became like 8 years old. I mean, I understand you're not. Happy birthday, by the way. But when I looked at you, it's sort of like that very wise 8-year-old stood up. And she was basically like, I'll take over from here. Sort of, it's like you're handing her the baton because she knew the way. Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
It's really good. I mean, on the one hand, I understand it. It would be so much easier. Can I just slip back to what was? But that's not why you're here, and you understand that. There you go. Dreams coming true. You're doing really well. Happy birthday.
Even the foods. I don't eat cake. You know, it's like, oh, are you gonna have cake? They're sending me coupons for all kinds of goodies. I'm saying to my daughter, go use it. So everything has changed, everything. Yeah. But I'll go with it.
Oh, it's super good. Yeah. Happy birthday,
tomorrow,
my love.
That's tomorrow, the 18th. That's my birthday. Okay. But that's just another day too. No shoulds.
Say your name one more time, my love.
Kim.
You're saying love has arrived. Love has arrived. Aw, it just feels so good, so wonderful. Destiny, love has arrived.
Thank you so much.
All right, feel better.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Indeed, we surround all with light, love, and true understanding. So much love. Thanks for joining. We'll be back Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Have a beautiful rest of your day.